A new company has a proposal to turn Sandy City's household trash into electric energy. If approved, it would be the first facility of its kind in Utah. KUER's Andrea Smarden reports.
The idea is to take Sandy's trash, use a thermochemical process to convert it to methane, then burn the gas to generate electricity. And Navitas Sustainable Industries claims it can do all this while reducing air pollution. Sounds good, right?
Better than sliced bread.
That's Bradley Angel, executive director of Green Action for Health and Environmental Justice. But Angel is suspicious of these claims based on similar facilities around the country that have failed to deliver on such promises.
We have tremendous concern about the proposed Navitas gasification plant. We don't think it's clean. We don't think it's renewable energy. And frankly, I think the people of Sandy are going to be guinea pigs.
Nicole Martin is the communications director for Sandy City. She says it's a worthwhile experiment to work towards a zero-waste society.
I believe it's an exciting prospect for us to be the home to a technology that could possibly turn Sandy into America's first total recycling city. With that said, we want to make sure that all of the proper vetting is done. We certainly want this to be a clean and safe facility, and we're trusting on the agencies that are tasked with ensuring that's the case.
An analysis by the State Division of Air Quality finds that the facility's emissions would be less than the total emissions generated by transporting waste to a landfill, resulting in a net emissions reduction. The public comment period runs until February 4th. Andrea Smarden, KUER News.